After nearly 300 days in a Russian prison, US basketball player Brittany Griner is on her way back to American soil after a high-level prisoner exchange. She was arrested in February for possession of vape cartridges containing hashish oil. The cost of her freedom was the release of Russian arms dealer known as the Merchant of Death.
I spoke with Brittany Griner. She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home. Brittany will soon be back in the arms of her loved ones, and she should have been there all along.
U.S. President Joe Biden speaking after confirming the release of Brittany Griner this morning. Steve Hall was the CIA's top man in Moscow, running their Russia operations between 2010 and 2012, and he joined me a short time ago.
Great to be with you.
President Biden said the prison swap deal took painstaking and intense negotiations. Take us through what would have been involved in securing Brittany Griner's release.
Well, first and foremost, and I think this frustrated a lot of people, was is it had to happen because this is how the Russians do things. It really had to happen behind the scenes, sort of, you know, front door diplomacy where everybody can see what's going on. That's not something that really benefited either side. So although it was frustrating, I think this has been going on for quite a long time, just out of public sight. And then, of course, the next thing was to try to figure out what the Russians were after, or perhaps more accurately, who they were after and who would make the right exchange for Brittany. So I think that's what the negotiations were focused on, because, of course, it's more than just Brittany Griner. It's Paul Whelan and indeed others who have been, you know, improperly imprisoned in Russia.
Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and the president of the UAE claim they led the mediation efforts. How and why did they get involved?
It's entirely possible, being that I think the exchange actually happened in the UAE. But, you know, sometimes it's useful, especially when you have a situation like the war in Ukraine, which puts the West and the United States in direct conflict with at least, you know, Putin's plans and the Kremlin's plans. And so sometimes to sort of desensitize both sides, there'll be a third intermediary, which can make it a little bit easier. Also, if you're talking about an eventual exchange, which, you know, a physical exchange of prisoners, which actually happened, you do have to have some sort of third country, you know, neutral location where that can happen. And so, you know, it was apparently chosen, you know, for those reasons, I would think.
In exchange for her freedom, the United States has released Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout. He's known as the Merchant of Death for gun running in the years after the fall of the Soviet Union. How big a risk is he now that he's on his way back to Russia?
Well, you know, first of all, it's important to point out that there is absolutely no moral equivalency between a guy like Viktor Bout and somebody like Brittany Griner. I mean, Brittany Griner was, you know, a professional basketball player, and Viktor Bout, you know, was most likely associated with Russian intelligence, and then, of course, had a long and storied history of, you know, illegal procurement of weapons and then providing them to, you know, some of the worst people in the world. So there's really no equivalency there. But, you know, Bout is a guy that Moscow has wanted back. I think they want him back primarily so that a signal is sent to others like him who work for the Russian state. Whether or not he'll actually become actively involved in, for example, some have speculated about getting more weaponry for the Ukraine efforts, I'm not entirely sure that's going to happen. He's been out of the game for a long time. But, you know, he's definitely a really bad guy, much worse than a basketball player.
Oh, yeah, I think there's no equivalence, absolutely. This was one, what's known as a one-for-one swap. But there are still Americans detained in Russia, including Paul Whelan, who is being jailed on espionage charges. Do you think there will be another prisoner swap to get him out?
The Biden administration here in the United States is certainly working very hard to try to get all Americans who have been unfairly imprisoned in Russia, and Whelan certainly falls into that category. I mean, this was just a big, as far as I could tell, Russian intelligence operation to entrap and gain another prisoner that the Russians can then hold, you know, over Washington's head. But yeah, there's no doubt. This is one of the big things that, of course, you know, governments in the West do, is they try to look out for their citizens who fall into, you know, trouble overseas. And so I'm sure that the Biden administration will continue to try to press whether or not we have anybody that would be useful. Or in terms of bargaining with the Russians, that is a much bigger question.
Is this a good sign that Americans are engaging with the Kremlin at clearly very high levels?
Well, you know, the Russians are very transactional about this, you know, and so, you know, to say that to make something bigger out of it in terms of, okay, well, now maybe diplomacy is going to be easier, or contact with the Russians, whether it has to do with, you know, nuclear weapons or escalation of war or the Ukraine. I don't think that that means that that guarantees certainly any of that, and probably really doesn't change the balance very much, because the Russians are just looking for, you know, some sort of transaction to occur here to get Viktor Boot back. And indeed, Washington was mostly interested in getting, you know, Brittany and others back as well. So my sense is it'll be limited to that exchange right there.
Just on another topic, in a rare public sighting, President Putin has commented on the war in Ukraine, and he admitted his military is targeting energy infrastructure to essentially freeze Ukrainians this winter. He's warned this will continue, and we know that global criticism and military defeat doesn't seem to be deterring him at this stage. How do you see winter unfolding?
Yeah, it's going to be a long, really difficult winter for the Ukrainians, clearly. And, you know, this is sort of straight from, you know, the proverbial, I hate to use the phrase, the Russian playbook, but they have done this, you know, so often throughout their history. They really have no interest or care about, you know, international accords or international law with regard to what is legal and illegal to do during armed conflict. That you have to remember that, you know, 20 years ago, Putin was in charge of literally razing the Chechen town of Grozny to, you know, basically dust and loose rubble. There's no doubt that Putin is going to try to do something along those lines to make life as difficult for the Ukrainians as possible. The difference is that the West is behind Ukraine and they can now defend themselves. And so it's going to be harder for the Russians to do that. But there's no doubt that it's going to be a very, very difficult winter for the Ukrainians.
Steve Hall, many thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
Steve Hall was the CIA's top man in Moscow, running their Russia operations between 2010 and 2012.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.